He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is September the 6th. Fall is in the air, and it's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have a little bit better day today than we had yesterday, but it's still not that good. Not for the NASDAQ anyways. The NASDAQ, which really took it on the chin yesterday as the CEO or the CFO of Facebook, the CEO of Twitter, testified before Congress yesterday. Now, the Google people did not show up. You can Google and find out why not, I guess. But that really put pressure yesterday on the NASDAQ. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 68 points today. It's having an okay day. I did see some pretty good action yesterday in the industrials. The Dow is up 67. It's at 26,042. The S&P is down 1.5 points to 2887. The NASDAQ tacking on another 25-point loss today. It's back below 8,000 for now. It's at 79.68. The Russell 2000 up a few points today to 1730. Crude oil is up 4 cents to $68.76. Gold is up $10.50. Best move for gold in a while. That puts it at 12.11. The dollar must be falling today. Silver's up 8 cents to $14.30 per ounce. The bond market is very quiet today. It's holding steady with the 10-year yield at 2.90 after a couple of pretty bad days in the fixed income markets. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be Minnesota bound. Next week, I'm leaving here on Monday. I will be in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with my team. And we look forward to meeting as many of you as possible. And, you know, if you ask me right now, what are you going to talk about Wednesday night at the workshop? Well, you know, we'll see where we're at by then. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about the bull market over the last 9 years, where we've come from, what we've achieved, and what the future might look for that bull market, which remains intact as of now. And I'm sure we'll also talk about some of the areas of that bull market that still look quite juicy, the most fruitful areas that I can find. And then once we narrow it down to the regions and the areas, we'll narrow it down maybe, probably, to some individual companies that look good at this current time in the market. In other words, Best Stocks Now, which is the name of the show. It's the name of the newsletter, and it's the name of the app, one of the top apps in the Apple iTunes Store and in the Google Play Store. All right, tech shares yesterday. They slid on concerns over heavier internet regulation. The tumble in tech came as Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg, she's actually the COO, Chief Operating Officer, testified before Congress about how their companies handled manipulation by foreign actors during the 2016 U.S. elections. The hearings produced no new noteworthy information, but that did not prevent Twitter and Facebook shares from sinking 2.3% and 6.1%. Twitter really took it on the chin yesterday, respectively, and other net internet firms, including Alphabet, Amazon, and in other words, the FANG stocks. Add in Twitter, they were under severe pressure yesterday. Well, you know, when these kinds of corporate executives are dragged before Congress, that makes the market a little bit nervous, I would say. And it raises concerns over tighter regulations in the tech industry and what that might do to their future growth and their future earnings. The trade talks between the U.S. and Canada quietly resumed yesterday. They produced no new headlines. Tomorrow will be a big day, I guess, for those negotiations. And the White House today will announce their decision regarding another round of tariffs targeting $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. You know, before it's all over, fortune cookies will be tariffed. It's getting down to almost where everything coming from China will have a tariff on it. So that continues to be an ongoing cloud overhanging the market. Twitter had a particularly bad day yesterday. Dorsey said that they're identifying and challenging 8 to 10 million suspicious accounts every week, and we're thwarting over 500,000 accounts from logging into Twitter every single day, Dorsey said in his opening remarks. You know who else really took it on the chin yesterday? I sold my stock a few weeks back. I mean, I had 120% profit the first time around in the stock. I sold half of my shares. The other half were up 120% at one point, and I sold my other half. So I'm completely flat Netflix stock. Netflix had a very bad day yesterday. Netflix was down about 4% or 5% yesterday. Now they're claiming that an Apple shadow approaches. The streamer, meaning Netflix, underperformed yesterday following an update from Morgan Stanley on Apple's potential content launch. Who is not going to have a streaming station? We've already heard about Disney, which should be a pretty big powerhouse with their catalog. And now it's said by Morgan Stanley that Apple is getting ready to launch a content. Well, they already have Apple TV. That would just make sense. Morgan Stanley forecasts that an Apple video streaming service with high quality but limited breadth could be priced at the low end versus competitors, or about $7.99 per month, and reach over 50 million paid subscribers by 2025, compared to the 124 million, that's what Netflix currently has. And, of course, Apple has 650 million unit iPhones out there in their install base. Well, when you combine Apple's standalone streaming music business, which is now bringing in about $18 billion in revenues, the streaming video and music could become a $22 billion business by 2025. No wonder Warren Buffett continues to buy Apple shares, roughly equal to the size of Netflix and Spotify combined today, says Morgan Stanley. Morgan thinks that the new Apple service could eventually be perceived as a higher value service by consumers. Well, we'll see. And Morgan Stanley also raises their target price on Apple from $235 to $242. Apple currently trading at $224 per share. So now it sounds like Netflix has another competitor out there. You know, that's the problem in business. You get a big lead on the competitors, you open up some daylight. I'm thinking of Tesla here. And pretty soon the competitors start nipping at your heels and taking a bite out of your heels and out of your business. Watching the NASDAQ continue to deteriorate here again today. It's down 48 points right now. And that seems to be happening to Netflix today. Now, I don't currently own Netflix. Well, the futures this morning, they were doing a little bit better. The market has opened. We're starting to crumble a little bit here. We're losing the gains that we had in the Dow. The NASDAQ is now down 52 points. Now, look, over the last 9 years, how many sell-offs has the NASDAQ had? Numerous sell-offs over the 9+ years. What's it going to take to bring an end to the bull market in the stock market? It's going to take an economy that begins to sink. Now, when we come back, we'll talk about a couple of reports that have come in this morning on the economy, because the market follows the economy and the market follows earnings. What's the current state of the economy and earnings growth projections? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I do think that the testimony before Congress yesterday of those two big social media giants was damaging to the social media stocks. I could tell you that I have sold another one of my big positions today in tech land, and I'll be talking about that in my newsletter, which I kind of start thinking about today. I've already kind of picked the topic here and what I'll be talking about. But if you'd like to get my newsletter coming to you, GundersonCapital.com, I do think it's damaging. I think it's getting harder and harder, especially for young people, to decipher and discern truth from error, because social media has a major influence in today's society. And I think we all have to figure out for ourselves and be able to discern truth from error, because social media can be used very easily for propaganda uses, for brainwashing uses, for misinformation, for fake news, etc. So I think it's very, very important to stay on top of things and know what's going on in the world so you can discern between truth and error. Well, here's where we're at so far. Here's a couple of economic reports here coming in this morning. We had initial jobless claims come in at 203,000. That is a multi-year low. Who knows? Maybe by next week we'll get a initial jobless claim print under 200,000. I don't think I've ever seen that in my entire career. But suffice it to say that initial jobless claims were down 10,000 from last week. They came in at 203,000. One of the tributaries that flows into the river called the U.S. economy is the jobs tributary. And that jobs tributary continues to look pretty darn healthy. We also got the August ADP jobs report. It was a little weaker than expected, but there were 163,000 jobs added. Now, this is the ADP report. That's different from, that's from private industry. Tomorrow we get the official government non-farm payrolls report, and that's the one that the market really looks to. And, of course, tomorrow it will really look to that. If it comes in too hot, the market will say, well, they're going to raise interest rates in September for sure, which is almost a given. But then they'll start talking about yet another rate hike before the end of the year. And we'll be watching tomorrow morning for that non-farm payrolls report. But a precursor to that is the ADP report showing 163,000 jobs created in August. And, of course, today is a big day in the tariff war. China warns of retaliation. In the meantime, the Chinese stocks just look horrible. I have looked at the Chinese market. I have looked at Chinese ETFs. I've looked at Chinese technology companies every which way but loose, and they just look terrible. There's got to be extreme pressure from investors in China, from the folks of China, wanting some relief over there. They are really, really feeling the pinch. And it's about to, they're about to have another $200 billion worth of products. Now, I mean, if you're a business owner in China and you're export to the U.S., and now all of a sudden you have these big tariff barriers from buying your products, that's got to really be putting the pinch, the squeeze. And, of course, it's a negotiation tactic in the battle that goes back and forth. And, of course, China has already said that if Trump puts the tariffs on us, we will match dollar for dollar with tariffs on incoming U.S. goods. So that is also overhanging the market. Now, despite that, yesterday as I went through my daily trip through the market of over 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, which I find to be one of the most, probably the most valuable thing that I do as a money manager, which I think helps to separate me from the rest of the money managers out there. I'm actually in the market up to my eyeballs every single day. I did notice that there was really good action in a lot of industrial stocks, things like Ingersoll Rand, Old Dominion Freight Lines. Look at Old Dominion today, breaking out with a vengeance. There's things going on in certain sectors of the market, and I think that's probably kind of a sector rotation again. I continue to see some rotation, not out of all the FANG stocks, as Amazon hit $1 trillion on Tuesday, but we're seeing some sector rotation definitely out of the social media, the Facebooks, the Netflix, Google, etc. And that was pretty intense yesterday, seeing that rotation taking place. We still have problems in Argentina. They say they're making progress down there, but that's a problem. Which leads to my next observation, that the emerging markets continue to look horrible. Horrible. And if you look at your portfolio, whether it's an asset allocation portfolio or someone else is managing it, and you've got exposure and positions in the emerging markets, I would just say that's about the worst place you can be in 2000. It is the worst place you can be in 2018. Now, if you want to see what I'm talking about, take a look at a one-year chart of VWO. That is the Vanguard Emerging Market ETF. This is a massive exchange-traded fund that is used by asset allocators to get exposed. Now, the fees are extremely low. Oh, the fees are cheap over there at Vanguard on their emerging market ETF. This thing has gone from $51 down to $40 per share since January of this year. That's a 20% drop. But the fees are cheap, don't forget. And it's bouncing off of its 52-week low today. Now, the converse, or the, not the converse, the inverse of that is EUM. That's a much smaller ETF. It's only $225 million in that one. In the Vanguard long the emerging markets, that's $57 billion. But the inverse ETF, which is run by ProShares, that's just one of the inverse ETFs on the emerging markets, that thing is breaking out. And it's bumping up against new 52-week highs. So there you go, the tale of two sides of the street. The sunny side of the street and the dark side of the street. Which side of the street do you want to be on? I have no exposure to the emerging markets. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we've been talking a little bit about the slide in tech yesterday, which is also following through to today after CEO Jack Dorsey of Twitter. He also started Square, testified before Congress about their shortcomings and how some of this stuff happened and about all these fake accounts, and how social media is being used to twist, to propaganda, to fake news, to influence, all kinds of different things. You know, whenever something good comes along, there's always an opposition to something good, isn't there? And bad things are added to it, and that's kind of what's happening. This whole social media thing, I think it's a huge problem, especially with our youngins. Well, anyways, that is weighing on the market again here today, especially the technology stocks. Talked about Netflix being under pressure now with Apple breathing. Now, that rumor has been around for a long time, that Apple was going to start their own streaming service. Of course, Amazon has their Amazon Prime, which I'm sure has cut into Netflix. And I sold my Netflix a few weeks back, and I have no exposure currently to Netflix. Well, the economy continues to look good despite the trade negotiations, the tough trade negotiations going on back and forth. The only one that's been resolved has been Mexico. We still have Canada hanging out there. We still have Europe hanging out there. We still have China hanging out there. And, of course, it's caused a bear market in the Chinese stock market. If you look at FXI, which is one of the biggest Chinese ETFs out there, that thing's gone from 54 down to 40. That's a 25% drop since late January, and it's even taken down all of China's formidable tech giants, taken them right down with the index, and something's got to give eventually. Now, that has also led to a major sell-off in the emerging markets, which I just talked about. It's also led to a major sell-off in Europe. I own one stock that I can think of from Europe, but Europe stocks slide to 5-month low amid emerging market woes. Hey, that rhymes. We could make a little poem about that. It's a 5-month low amid emerging market woes. Oh, gosh. Let's not. Okay, Europe stocks hitting a new, in a terrible downtrend, horrible downtrend since January. And here, once again, this is not a place, this is not an asset class to have in your asset allocation at the current time. The sun is not shining on the Europe markets right now. Instead, the sun continues to shine in your backyard. Seems like there was a song like that, a country western song. Atlanta Fed is now projecting GDP growth in the third quarter of this year at 4.4%. 4.4%. We haven't seen 4% GDP in over 10 years. In fact, many said that it couldn't be had, that 3% was a pipe dream. Well, now we're coming in at over 4%. And as we look at the earnings picture of the S&P 500, the quarter that is now in the books, earnings, that was the best quarter in 8 years. Earnings were up 25% year over year. Now, they're going to start decelerating from here, okay? You got to realize that. Those easy comparisons are gone. And that giant bump and giant boost that we got from the tax cuts and the deregulation, backing off on the regulations of a lot of companies, that helped propel us to a big 25% quarter. But as I look at the quarters coming up, you're going to see deceleration. But nonetheless, that's all that matters is the bottom line earnings. Will they be greater this year versus last year? And will the earnings be greater next year versus this year? But let's look at the upcoming quarters here. Okay, the quarter that we're currently in, which the Atlanta Fed says we could have 4.4% GDP growth. Right now, S&P earnings growth is expected to come in at 20% year over year. Now, we just had a 25% quarter. And the last quarter started off with expectations for about 18 or 19%. And when it was all over, it was 25%. So right now, the expectations sit at 20% for this quarter, which will end here in 3 weeks. Those numbers could go up significantly from that 20% estimation right now. The last quarter of this year is expected to be 17.4% higher than the same quarter last year. But then, here's where the big drop starts to happen. Because the comparables, it gets tougher mathematically. The first quarter of next year, we're looking to drop clear down to 7.2% growth. Okay, but that's still very, very good. Well, Senator Sanders, if the FANG stocks don't have enough enemies right now, enter stage left Bernie Sanders. Enter stage way left. I mean way out there to the left in the parking lot. That's how left Bernie Sanders is. He introduces the Bezos bill. What's the Bezos bill? Senator Bernie Sanders introduces his new Bezos legislation with a press conference today. Well, I didn't see that. I missed that somehow. I try to hang on every word that comes out of Bernie Sanders' mouth. I did go to Bernie Sanders' rally in San Diego when he was running for president. I didn't go inside. I just wanted to see what the crowd looked like. They were all about 18, 19-year-olds carrying pizza boxes on skateboards. That was Bernie Sanders' constituency. But they're growing up, and more of them are coming of voting age all the time. And that handout business sounds pretty good, you know. Well, Bezos stands for Stop Bad Employers by Zeroing Out Subsidies. Okay, he took Bezos' name and made a little saying out of that. He thinks that Amazon is a bad employer. They don't pay their employees enough. And therefore, the government has to come along and subsidize Amazon's employees with government benefits like welfare, Medicare, food stamps. And he wants Amazon to pony up and reimburse the government for the benefits, the government benefits that his employees receive. Sanders says the bill is to create a 100% tax on corporations with 500 or more employees, equal to the amount of federal benefits received by their low-wage workers. Yeah, I mean, Amazon's a sweat factory. People go around beating them with whips, you know, and there's no breaks, there's no vacation time, there's no sick leave, nothing like that. It's just a sweat box there at Amazon. So we'll see where that goes. Sanders has accused Amazon of corporate welfare. Amazon responded with a lengthy blog post claiming $15 per hour pay for its full-time workers and criticizing Sanders' use of the antiquated term food stamps. Yeah, they're not called food stamps anymore, Bernie. Well, let's see. What else do we have going on here today? Amazon orders 20,000 Mercedes-Benz vans. That's got to be bad for FedEx and UPS. Amazon is getting into the delivery business. Maybe Amazon will start delivering FedEx packages and government packages. Maybe Amazon can be more, run a better system than the U.S. Post Office. But pretty soon we're going to see Amazon vehicles, and before long there won't be any drivers in them at all. And they will come along and a robot will get out and place your package on your doorstep or in the trunk of your car or wherever it is. Currently, Amazon relies heavily on UPS and FedEx. But all of a sudden, they've ordered 20,000 van orders, suggesting that Amazon expects a lot more people to join in on taking part, a lot of their small operators taking part in the deliveries. Okay, we'll end this quarter on this happy note, and don't say I didn't warn you. Cryptos continue to plunge after Goldman report. Bitcoin, $6,386. Crypto prices tumble following a Business Insider report that Goldman Sachs is dropping plans to open a trading desk for the cryptos, which are down 55% this year. Okay, let's get to something good when we come back, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Gunderson, you've been talking for 45 minutes. Have we heard anything positive? Yeah, well, I talked about the economy and the jobless claims coming in at just over 200,000. I talked about a 25% blowout earnings quarter, this quarter that is now in the books. I talked about the quarter that we're currently in, we're looking for 20% growth in earnings. Well, how about I talked about the asset class. There's only one asset class that's working this year. It's U.S. stocks. If you're 100% in U.S. stocks, it's the only asset class that's working. Gold is not working. Bitcoin is not working. The emerging markets are not working. The beleaguered bond market is not working. Europe is not working. China is not working. Does it pay to listen to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour? Does it pay to read my newsletter on a weekly basis? And not all of the U.S. stocks are working. There's obviously sectors that are doing better than others. There's stocks that are doing better than others. So if you're eking out a gain at all in the market this year, congratulations. And if you're in the right asset class this year, congratulations. Otherwise, I would say the vast majority of investors are negative this year. If they have any kind of an asset allocation at all, with any kind of decent exposure to the emerging markets or to the fixed income markets, they're underwater this year in 2018. Well, I'm going to feature the stock that I chose to feature as a best stock now today is headquartered just to the north of us here. We're currently in South Carolina, enjoying some time here. But just to the north of us is North Carolina, where the furniture capital, it's the furniture capital of the world, Thomasville. I'd like to go up there sometime. You know why the furniture capital of the world is out here in the Carolinas and North Carolina? Because there's wood everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's wood. You notice that the furniture capital of the America is not in Scottsdale, Arizona. They have very little wood. They have mesquite to barbecue their fish over, but for the most part, it's a desert. Not a lot of wood. Here, there's wood everywhere you look. There's woods that are so thick, I don't know that a person could walk through those woods, let alone what's behind that tree over there and what's in that marsh that is a part of the. I'm not going in there to find out, I can tell you that. This is alligator territory. Well, anyways, I've also figured out why they smoke everything back here over wood. There's plenty of wood. They're not cooking their briskets over mesquite charcoal like they are in San Diego. They're cooking them over hardwoods overnight, slow. Low and slow, they call it, because there's an abundance of wood. The NASDAQ is now down 82 points, so we're going to have a couple of bad days here in the NASDAQ. But a stock bucking the trend is one that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. Boy, it's having a good day. It really woke up 2 days ago. It had a good follow through yesterday, and it's breaking out today is Old Dominion. Freight lines. Old Dominion has been one of those quiet, stellar. In fact, it's a trophy winner in my Best Stocks Now app. There's not a lot of those. Here's how it earned its trophy. Over the last 10 years, the management at Old Dominion has delivered to its investors more than just less than truckload interregional and national carrier services throughout the U.S. and furniture and all kinds of other goods, but they've delivered 27% per year to investors. The market's delivered 8.6. Now, I've featured Old Dominion many times on this show over the years. It's one of those little-known, quiet ones. Over the last 3 years, 34% per year in your pocket as an investor. Over the last 12 months, 59%. It gets a performance grade of A. Now, there's no guarantees going forward that the company will continue to outperform the market, but it's put up some pretty good alpha numbers, a pretty good batting average, so a lot of RBIs, a lot of extra base hits there coming from this firm located in Thomasville, North Carolina. Well, what about value? I find the stock to be quite a compelling growth at a reasonable price story. It's trading at 20 times forward earnings right now, which is a little bit higher than the market. But Old Dominion is expected to continue to grow their earnings over the next 5 years at about a 25 mile per hour clip. And the forward PE of 21 divided into the growth rate of 25 yields a PEG ratio of 0.82, less than 1. Has a very favorable growth at a reasonable price equation there. And I find it to be in a very attractive growth at a reasonable price stock. I currently have a $250 target price. The stock is currently at $163, and it is currently a stock that I own in my ultra growth portfolio that currently has about 22 stocks and is up about 10 or 11, 12% that portfolio so far in 2018. And as I said before, there's only one asset class working, and my ultra growth portfolio is all U.S. stocks. There's no fixed income in there. There's no emerging market stocks. There aren't any gold stocks, precious metals, the Bitcoin trust, nothing. U.S. stocks that are growing and stocks that I consider to be best stocks now. Well, if you'd like to try to put best stocks now at work for you, if you're tired of the passive, I wonder if that guy's even managing my portfolio anyways. Why am I still in emerging markets? Why am I still in the bond market? Why am I in precious metals and gold? Well, that's the asset allocation way of doing things. That's why you're in those things. I don't believe in the modern portfolio theory. I believe in being in the best asset classes now, the best sectors now, the best stocks now. And I believe in active management from the time the market opens, in fact, long before the time the market opens, until long after the time the market closes. You can begin by getting my weekly newsletter at GundersonCapital.com, and you can interview us to manage your money at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.